Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us, to call in, and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Anton Raimondo, on the People's Day of Prayer, the first Friday of the month. So, I forgot to get Anton on the line. Hello, Anton?
Yep.
Sorry, I was introducing you to the guests, and I forgot to put you on the line. So my apologies. So welcome, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo, on the People's Day of Prayer, the first Friday of the month, which I always had the pleasure to pray along with Anton. And for your listeners, this is really it's been this way for years and years, and it's just a wonderful grace that we have this Catholic radio in assigned network and the ministry to be able to speak and pray with intercessory prayers for our listeners and speak about many different other topics all relating to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's a great blessing, isn't it, Anton?
It sure is. Yes, we're thankful to God and also for this radio ministry, Kathy McCarthy's for In His Sign radio network. And so there's a lot of miracles to be had from all the miracles that Kathy McCarthy had. And we're just blessed under her leadership here. And so we thank any of you who are contributing to help this ministry, and to also, if you call in or send your intentions, we'll be praying for you.
Amen. That's wonderful. Well, let us start with a prayer. We'll get it going. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for giving us this wonderful day. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to pray with each other on this InnoSign network. And we pray for all of our listeners. And Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we bind and cast away Satan and any evil spirits about myself or Anton or the station or any of the airwaves and around our listeners, so that we may be free and open to have your spirit guide, your intercessory spirit guide through our words to our listeners and to their hearts. And Lord, we pray especially for many miracles today. And Lord Jesus, we thank you in advance. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Yeah.
For our listeners, the phone number is 610-527-2906. I would have said my cell number. That wouldn't be very smart to do, but we'd still answer it, and we'd pray with you. But I think it'd be a lot easier if you call the number 610-527-2906. So we're praying a little bit about what we're going to do for the readings today. We always like to do readings, and Anton, it just came to me to do the reading for Sunday, the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy.
Right.
I don't like that. So we'll start. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a nation great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders. And bringing us into this country, he gave us this land of flowing, this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them down before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
So you kind of do this twice, but with me it's always a different angle because we have two different people listening and all like that. But correct me if I'm wrong, but this Deuteronomy, this Deuteronomy followed the book of Numbers. And this saying, the first four, this starts with chapter 26, verse 4. But the first four verses of chapter 26, do you have a Bible there in front of you? I'm really putting you on the spot. Anton hadn't spoke about, but I think it helps with the preface for when this weekend reading starts. So for our listeners, as you're hearing the first weekend, this first reading for Mass this weekend or Sunday, you'll hear that. But I think if you have that, Anton, if you wouldn't mind reading it.
Chapter
26, verse 1 to, I guess, verse 3.
And sure. It's the first fruits and tithes, it says. So just the first two verses, chapter 26?
Yeah, first three, actually, to take us into number four. Right.
Sure, okay. When you come into the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God gives you. And you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place which the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in the office at that time and say to him, I declare this day to the Lord your God that I have come into the land which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God.
Thanks.
This is the first. You sure?
So what this morning, it just happened for listeners. This morning's men's faith sharing group. When we read that, I read the first three verses of that, which led into the fourth. And it reminded me so much of what happens at each time we go to Mass when the people bring up the bread and wine to the priest, and then the priest takes it to the altar and offers it up as a sacrifice for the Mass. And it dawned on me the similarities between all the way back in the book of Deuteronomy, and sometimes it's lost in the weekend. I don't, for different churches sometimes, but generally on a Sunday Mass, people will bring it up from the parishioners, from the crowd, and hand it off to the priest, and then he'll bring them to the altar and then do that. And it kind of reminded me of how we're just so very thankful. But we're really offering up our blessings, our fruits, that bread and that wine, handing them off to the priest, just like Moses had asked done, and then the priest is blessing it. But we have the ultimate we get the ultimate gift from something we've given,
yes.
Don't we? In the
body
and blood.
I'm so glad you brought this up because many people forget, and you just brought it up to, you know, to our memory here, because that last verse, actually, verse 4, it's, you know, when it says the priest shall then take the basket from your hands and set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. So, yeah, that's totally like the offering. And we know that what priests do is save souls, and when they offer the Mass, they offer a sacrificial offering. And so it's so this is very important for us to know. And by the way, when if you want to make, you know, all the listeners out there or those who are viewing on Facebook Live, sometimes we don't know, like, when is the proper time for us to put our offerings to the Lord. So we come to Mass, some of us with various intentions, whether it's to be, you know, healed from a physical illness, mental illness, or something that's heavy on our heart, you know, whether there's some bad news or there's some trouble at work or at home. So when do you actually put your offering there? Well, this is part of it right here. When Mike mentioned during the offering, when we have representatives of the church take, you know, bread and wine and then give it to the priest, that in our minds, all the rest of us in the pews should be also putting our intentions on the paten as the priest is getting ready to do the consecration. And what you do is, let's say you're saying you feel like, oh, I want to be healed, or help my marriage, or help my relationship with my children, or help me with my finances, or what have you. Right when they're getting the bread and wine, you put it on the paten. You're putting your offering on the paten. So when the priest finally does the epiclesis, when he does the transubstantiation through the grace of God, then those intentions that you mentally put on the paten, the angel of the Lord can then take those consecration and bring it up to the right hand of the Father, to Jesus Christ. So he can take those intentions, those offerings. That's like the last moment you really can do that before it gets consecrated or transformed in that sense, so the angel can take it up. So people may not know that's, you know, the last moment before the consecration that you can put it on the paten. And so, yeah, so sometimes we pray and we don't get the effect or the result that we want. Well, you know, so one of the reasons maybe, and we talk about this in Scripture, is maybe it's a selfish reason, or maybe we're not in grace with God. And so let's assume we are not doing it selfishly. Let's assume we are in grace, and that's why we're going to go to Mass to get communion. But now if you want your prayer to be effective, then you know you have to know when to place it there on the paten, you see? And so that's like the highest point. Of course, you can ask the Lord anytime during Mass, but what I'm trying to say is if you want the peak moment where you can make sure your offering is placed there, you know, it's just like putting your offering in the basket. Like, you know, well, you don't want to miss out there if you really had the intention of almsgiving. You know what I mean? And so just like you remember, Mike, you and I were talking last weekend about fishing, right? And both of us are fishermen, and we both found out about each other. And I, you know, and so we know that there's a certain time and place to fish. And then that's when you can get the greatest catch. In the same sense, in the Mass, there's different parts of that where you can give your offering. But when's the peak? The peak is when you put it also on the paten, when the priest is preparing it. So when he does the epiclesis, the consecration, the you know, at the first bell, then those intentions can be taken now. And people might miss out on the opportune time. It's like going fishing. Like, when's the best time? So, the, you know, you can catch the greatest number of fish. Well, that's the best time, right then and there.
That's right. Unless you have Jesus right in the boat with you, then whenever he says, throw the net into the deep, that's when you do it, right? So that'll be that. I want to, because we're going to continue along these lines, conversation, but I want to reiterate to our listeners the phone number to call for any intercessory prayers is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. And I feel like I'm speaking with a little bit of a funny thing. I got 10 crowns put in yesterday, my 10 upper crowns, and now I have the temporary teeth in there, so I feel like I'm not slurring, but they're not quite as clear. So correct me if I'm not, don't sound clear, Anton, okay?
Oh, you're sounding good, Mike.
Okay. Today, and Anton had mentioned to me earlier, we spoke before we were on, today is the feast day of St. Perpetua and Felicity. And Anton was speaking about at the consecration of the Mass, at the consecration when the priest is consecrating the bread and wine and turning into body and blood. And I spoke last month about how I've been fortunate for the last couple of years to, at that point in the consecration, be aware of the Blessed Mother Mary and St. Joseph right next to the priest right when that happens. And they're there until he consumes it. But after I consume the Eucharist and I come down to the seat or the pew, and then I always say a prayer, Jesus, I consume you, you consume me. Speak, Lord, your servant's listening. I'll usually get a message from Jesus or Mary or the Holy Spirit or one of the saints. And today, I got a message from Saints Perpetua and Felicity. And perhaps, Anton, you can tell our listeners a little bit about the lives of Perpetua and Felicity, or those saints. I don't like that. So it kind of brings right into what we were speaking about before.
Oh, great. Yes, I wanted to make sure we honor Saints Perpetua and Felicity. I just recently found out how real significant they are because, you know, they're in the canon and we may not mm-hmm. know about them. And essentially, this is like the first time that the church really had a documented account from the martyrs themselves of prior to their martyrdom. And so, you know, the situation here was that Perpetua was 22 years old, and, you know, she was a young, beautiful, you know, literate, noble woman, and her father was a pagan. And whereas Felicity was a maidservant and she was expecting, and Perpetua already had at least one child, one baby. And what happened was there was this persecution going around to those who professed themselves to be Christian. Well, the father of Perpetua, who was a pagan, was trying to convince his daughter, you know, to renounce her faith. And in other words, you know, apostatize to save her own life. I mean, he right. loved her daughter, but what ended up, she said to the father, and this is what it was written down as her testimony. She said, quote, "When my father, in his affection for me, was trying to turn me from my purpose by arguments and thus weaken my faith, I said to him, 'Do you see this vessel, this water pot, or whatever it may be? Call it by any other name. Can it be called by any other name than what it is?' And the father said, 'No. So also I cannot call myself by any other name than what I am, a Christian.'" And so, you know, she ended up getting martyred. And so she here's the other crux of the matter. Well, she was a mother, too. I mean, I already mentioned she had a baby. I don't know how old her child was.
Right.
It was an infant son, but it doesn't say how old. But her maidservant, Felicity, was pregnant. And there was some sort of rule that the Romans could not execute a pregnant woman. So what happened was, you know, Felicity wanted to go ahead and die with Perpetua. But so what happened is when she delivered 2 days later, she was taken with Perpetua. She got her wishes. And so those two and plus three other companions, Rovocatus, Secundulus, and Saturninus, they all went to the public games there where they would be killed. And Perpetua and Felicity were beheaded. And the other three that I mentioned were killed by beasts. But these two young women, they were in their 20s. Perpetua was 22. They were willing to give up their motherhood to be, you know, no longer there for their family, their children, because they would not deny our Lord Jesus Christ. So this recalls how Jesus said to us, you know, if you love mother, father, you know, brother, I don't know if he said, the children more than I, then like you won't get to heaven. Well, here she showed it, that she loved God more than her own father, than her own, you know, child. And so here they are making this amazing account. And I just wanted to make sure our listeners and viewers there would have this appreciation, this newfound appreciation that I just found out recently.
Well, thank you, Anton. And for our listeners, especially this being Lent has started, there are times when each of us are going to be really tempted and, attacked by the evil one. And we can certainly call on the intercession of the saints. And these are two very strong-willed women. It didn't matter how young they were, but they were so strong-willed, and they kept they stuck with their faith and all. And remember, for each of our listeners, that we have the best friend in the world, Jesus, who will be at our side every moment during Lent and after Lent. But we just have to remember that he is there during those moments when we feel tempted, or we're kind of wavering about some of the things we're trying to become closer to the Lord. And we get abstracted, maybe too much sports news or whatever, but pray for their intercession. They're strong-willed women, and especially today on their feast day. So we did get a good
chance. Amen. And
go ahead.
And I'm also glad that you mentioned, you know, that this is also about spiritual warfare, how you prayed for at the beginning of our program. Mm-hmm. And Lent is a time of spiritual warfare, because that's what happened to our Lord. He started off by going 40 days and 40 nights in the desert doing battle with the devil at the very end. And so we, too, are called in Lent to pray, fast, and have almsgiving to do spiritual battle, but also make new commitments to our Lord, you know, how we can make ourselves better to prepare for the most blessed Lent ever, and to have, you know, to offer up our sufferings with our Lord, and then rejoice with him at his resurrection on Easter.
Hmm. Amen. So it's a great, great opportunity. At first, we look at Lent saying, oh, no. What about?
Yeah.
But this is a great opportunity for ourselves and our listeners to come closer to the Lord, and he is going to be with us each and every time. And I discussed with the men this morning, I said, look, I wish each of you to know that at least one of you, or most of us, at some time during this Lent, our world's going to be thrown upside down with something come up. And we're going to be, how we deal with that is certainly a great test to see about how strong is our faith in Jesus Christ. And are we going to embrace him to help us walk through this turmoil that comes up, or whatever it might be, or are we going to run away and try to solve it on our own, or be angry about it? And I think that's really a great way for us to get closer to Jesus Christ during this. And things are going to happen. 40 days is a long time. We can start off really strong, but actually, the next time we're on, it should still be Lent, because it was. That'll be good. We can refresh our listeners. But I just know the journey is not always going to be what we anticipate. But if our heart's in the right place with Jesus Christ and praying to his Blessed Mother Mary, we can kind of stay on that path to weather all the storms that might come up. Right?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So we do have a lot of the folks that called in for intercessory prayers, and I'll go through. I'll start with Bozina called, and she wants to pray for her intentions and for her son Kyle, who is a very difficult boss who's very hard to get along with. Please pray that his heart will be softened. And Bozina also asked.
Can you repeat that? Bozina.
Bozena. Bozina.
Okay, Bozina.
Yeah, and then also prayer for Bozina's three siblings, too. So we have five prayers in one, huh? The intentions, right. Bozina, for her son Kyle, who's got a difficult boss, who's hard to get along with, pray his heart to be softened, and then also for Bozina's three siblings.
Okay. Well, Bozina, before we pray for you here, I just wanted to say what comes to mind is how generous and loving you are for not only having your own intention to be prayed for, but for your three siblings and even for your boss. So that's a really great thing. And our Lord promises that, you know, there's certain things that are an abomination to the Lord. And one is, believe this or not, is unjust wages. So when employers don't pay what they should or don't pay at all to employees, which I think would also include the way they're treated, would be an abomination to the Lord, like another abomination to the Lord where he declares he will get vengeance, is that, you know, when somebody kills an innocent person or, you know, causes problems to the poor or the widows, the orphans, you see? And so with this, what comes to mind is a Saint Therese of Lisieux for some reason. That I just know, you know, she had many siblings. And of course, that she would always follow her superiors. So when I'm thinking about a boss, I mean, her superiors happen to be her older sister, but at the same time, she had siblings, and also she had prayers of her own. So Saint Therese, the little flower of, you know, Saint Therese Lisieux, of the child Jesus, she had many different names, and the other is of the Holy Faith. So let's ask the prayers from Saint Therese, because I think she would know even more, like, to help you out, Bozina. So let's pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Saint Therese, we give you this intention for our dear sister, Bozina, to help her in all of her needs, whether it be for physical, mental, emotional help there, and the confidence that the Lord God is with her, that he loves her, and that you there, Saint Therese, are there also to pray for her and to help intercede to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask prayers also for her three siblings, that they get to know, love, and serve the Lord and increase their faith, and also to help Bozina's boss, Kyle, that his heart would be softened, that he will see the good in Bozina and not focus on any negativity. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask your Saint Therese for these intercessions for Bozina. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Anton and our listeners, we're going to have to take a, but it went fast at 30 minutes, but we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
This is Linda Purcell. I listen to In His Sign Catholic Radio every chance I get. Kathleen convicts me with the words of our Lord. Kathleen lives in His love, and for me, just the opportunity to listen to her is my road to Emmaus. My heart is burning for our Lord Jesus. I am set on fire each time I tune in to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Why don't you give it a try, too?
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" as we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese. We thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler along with Anton Raimondo, and it's the People's Day of Prayer, and you feel free to call in for prayer intentions, whether they're on the air, or you can call and leave the messages with Maureen or Mary, and they'll be glad to take them down and give them to us. So, Anton, we had, by the way, the phone number, so I want to repeat them again. Sometimes I forget. It's the number is 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Well, Anton, we had a prayer request for Julian, and Julian was rushed to the hospital with sepsis and is also on dialysis, and prayers also for Julian's son and wife and for peace in their family. So Julian, who's rushed to the hospital with sepsis and also on dialysis, and prayers for his son and wife and peace in their family.
Okay, well, what comes to mind here, Julian, thank you for calling and leaving your prayer intentions, and we do pray for you. You know, when a person like yourself who has sepsis, that there's a widespread infection in the body, and that it looks pretty dire when we hear the words hospice. And so, Julian, what comes to mind, especially in this month of March, which is dedicated to St. Joseph, is to pray to St. Joseph, because you are the head of the family. And so just like St. Joseph is the head of the family, even though he was not as high as the Blessed Mother, and of course, he's not God, yet he's put in charge of the Son of God to form him and to also be that image of God the Father to Jesus. And so the Lord God the Father chose Joseph to be the image of the invisible Father to Jesus here as a human. And he was the head of the family for the Blessed Mother, who was immaculate and was conceived without sin and had no sin, yet he was in charge. So with you, Julian, let us ask St. Joseph for his intercession and to help you and your family, your wife and your son. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask St. Joseph, who is the foster father of you and that the terror of demons, to drive away any kind of anxiety or depression. We also to help comfort Julian as he is in hospice and undergoing all these different medical tests and procedures because of the sepsis, but also to bring his family, his wife and his son, the peace that comes with knowing and loving Jesus Christ, because Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life. And St. Joseph, we ask your prayers and intercession for Julian, that Julian will be wrapped up in the arms of Jesus and Mary and yourself whenever he is called. And we ask your help, if possible, if there can be a miracle, let it be of his body. If not, we ask spiritual miracles for his soul to be clean, to be repentant, and to be able to open to the Lord God's word to his heart and mind. And whatever the Lord wills is what we should all will. So we ask you, St. Joseph, to help Julian and his wife and his son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I just want to correct, Julian is on dialysis, not hospice, but he's...
Okay.
The prayers are the prayers, and you said thank you very much for that, and God certainly always hears the prayers of his faithful. We had a caller also, Carol, called for a favorable outcome of a result for her biopsy. So,
What's your name again?
Carol.
Okay, Carol. Yes. Okay, well, what comes to mind also is St. Faustina. You know, she had respiratory disease, especially actually tuberculosis. And so, you know, she, of course, is the first saint of divine mercy of the new millennium. And so we ask her help to show a special favor for this biopsy that you're going to have. I don't know what kind of biopsy it is, but again, because Saint Faustina is the first saint for divine mercy, that we ask her help, because we're leading up to, you know, through Lent to Easter and then divine mercy, of course. And so we ask her right now, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Faustina, we ask you for your tender and loving inspirations for Carol and her intentions of having a favorable result for her biopsy. We know that the Lord is merciful through all your writings and also through the painting that he commissioned you to do. We ask you to give that sense of confidence and peace that Carol will have a favorable result from this medical procedure, and that everything will be fine, and that she will put her trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And this, Carol, is something that just I really believe St. Faustina wants you to know, is to repeat that in any of your anxieties or any stress or any time you feel your faith is being shaken. Just repeat what the divine mercy Jesus says is, Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.
Amen. And for our listeners, that's really good advice Anton gave, to continue to pray that prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. And we have some listeners, perhaps you're wondering whether you should call or not, or you're nervous or whatever. We pray you might have the holy boldness to call. If you're being prompted, because the beauty of this, and we've said it before, is it's not only Anton and I praying for us, for the intercession to the saints and Jesus, Blessed Mother, to intercede for these healing and prayers, but we also, by having all these listeners listen, they're also praying too. So the prayers are really multiplied quite a bit, and it's really a wonderful group of prayer warriors with that. And we thank your listeners for joining us in prayers for these others as you hear them. So we have another caller from prayers for Elizabeth, who's an elderly woman who has many medical issues, and she also has problems dealing with cold temperatures. So it's Elizabeth. She's got many medical issues, and elderly woman, and she's got problems dealing with cold temperatures.
Okay. Well, you know, one of my favorite saints that always comes to mind whenever there is, you know, personal illnesses like this is Padre Pio. Mm. And so I want to be able to ask Padre Pio, because with all the medical issues, and again, feeling cold or dealing with the cold temperatures, I'm not sure which you mean, whether it's the coldness outside and or feeling cold in your feet and your hands and just your body while you're inside the house. So we ask, you know, St. Padre Pio, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Padre Pio, we know how powerful you are, especially when you were here on earth, but more especially when you are in heaven now, to intercede for our dear sister Elizabeth. She has many medical issues. She feels very cold, and we ask you to warm up her heart, warm up her body, let her feel and experience the Lord's warm embrace, and that she will be help her with, again, the peace of mind about with this medical illnesses, that she can offer this up during Lent, and that when she does, that these sufferings that she's enduring won't go to waste, because she's depositing her sufferings with the Lord's sufferings, which is worth infinite amount. And whenever Elizabeth will deposit some of these sufferings or all of them and give it to the Lord, it's adding it to infinity. And then that way she too will help in the Lord's redemptive sufferings. And then she will receive a lot of glory and comfort whenever she's called. But in this moment right now when she's living, we ask Padre Pio to please give her some sort of comfort and some sort of sign that everything will be fine and that she will be able to endure this with patience and perseverance and will be able to please God by uniting and offering her sufferings with Christ, especially this Lent. We thank you, Padre Pio, and we say this in our Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And we have another prayer request for Connor's teacher, Anne, just found out she has breast cancer. So we have, it's good that we have Connor's teacher, Anne, has breast cancer. And we're glad that Connor had mentioned to either his mother or somehow he conveyed the fact that his teacher, Anne, has breast cancer and needs some prayers.
Okay, well, I'm thankful for, you know, Connor to reaching out, who has enough love and respect to pray for the teacher, I don't know if Connor is male or female, but Connor's teacher, Anne, who has breast cancer. We know that the Lord can do anything. He can heal with if he wills it. And that we should have faith and confidence in this. You know, we may know that Saint Peregrine is that saint for we pray for cancer, as far as the patron saint. And so, you know, we can ask Saint Peregrine for help in this, as far as the breast cancer, and know that because it's so close to the heart, you know, that we can also pray to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You know, today is Friday, and Friday is devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So I want to be able to ask both the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Saint Peregrine for help for the for Anne with her breast cancer. And so, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we ask your healing power to over Anne as she's suffering from this breast cancer. We know, Lord Jesus, that your Sacred Heart, even one drop of your precious blood, can heal all the evil of this world and all the diseases and sicknesses. And so, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you if it be possible for Anne to be completely healed of breast cancer, to let it be. And we ask that your servant, Saint Peregrine, also for his intercession to help heal this cancer for Anne. And also we ask Lord Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to have special blessings and graces for Connor, for praying for his teacher, because, Lord Jesus Christ, you're the greatest teacher of all, the teachers of teachers, the doctor of doctors, and God's only begotten son. So we ask special prayers for Connor as well and his teacher, Anne. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And we have prayer requests for Marek, which is Mark in Polish. That's what Maureen had told me. So prayers for Mark, who's 16 years old, and he's hospitalized for several weeks with a stroke. So,
wow.
Or Marek, really. Maybe we'll pray.
Yes.
It's the same thing, but I just said Mark, but Marek. So that's a young age for a stroke. So thanks for the prayer request.
From just my medical background, that's very unusual, and so there might be more to the story. I'm very happy, Mark, that you're calling here, or if somebody called for you,
right? That's
you know, about you having these strokes, and we pray to God, and here is where I'll ask the Blessed Mother, because being a 16-year-old, the Blessed Mother, you know, was her life changed when she was 14 or 15. Hmm. And in her humility, she became the mother of God at that age. And so as a tender mother would, such as the Blessed Virgin Mary, she would do anything to help her children. And we are all spiritual children, so to help Marek. So let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Mother, we give to you this intention to help Marek here, who's only 16 years old and suffering from these strokes. We ask you, Blessed Mother, with the power bestowed upon you, to be able to intercede for all of us, we ask specifically for you to help Marek, and that his strokes, that he would be able to recover from these strokes, and that it will not be permanent, and that he will be able to speak. He'll be able to use his hands, his legs, to be able to walk, just like any other young teenager would be able to do, to also to give him the confidence and reassurance that he is loved by Jesus, and that he is not being punished for doing anything wrong, and that you, as our spiritual mother, would be able to comfort him in your spiritual arms and let him know that he is loved by you, Blessed Mother, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask this in your son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And we had a caller just called in within the last 5 minutes with two prayer requests. I guess we'll take them one at a time. First prayer request was for John, who's got depression and anxiety.
Okay. And then do you want the other name too to give?
We can. Wait. We'll do that because it's a different. It's a different type of request. So I just have had the impression that we've got a lot of listeners with some real serious depression issues, you know, as the show was going on. So why don't we start with John for depression and anxiety.
Okay. Before I get into the prayer, I just wanted to thank you, John, for calling in and also making another prayer request as well. We always are very thankful for anyone who calls in, especially if they want to talk live and give the request. One preface I want to say is, you know, to look up Father Chad Ripperger. You know, he's a very well-known exorcist, and you know, I was trained under their teaching module. What I wanted to say is that what Father Chad had said was that 20 to 25% of people who may have depression and anxiety, and I'm not saying this is you, okay, that they found out by saying certain deliverance prayers that people can with depression and anxiety can be totally healed. And also, I worked in particular with Father Blunt, who loves this prayer called the Unity Prayer. And he and other exorcists have known, there's like four or five, that when they pray the Unity Prayer, it has completely healed them of depression and anxiety. So if you're one of the people that medications may not work, and that, you know, we can try praying this. And so I would want to pray this Unity Prayer, and you can look that up also just in case you don't know this. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Yeah. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to help John with depression and anxiety as we pray this Unity Prayer, which is a very beautiful, a peaceful prayer, and to work your miracle, Lord, whether you want to do it spontaneously now as he's listening or in the next hour or in the next few days. It's up to you, Lord Jesus, when you want to work your miracle and help him with his depression and anxiety.
And Anton,
we pray the Unity Prayer. Yes.
Anton, could you please add, because there's some listeners I know that have these issues too, if you could add any of our listeners who, which they'll be, encourage them all to say the same prayer, because it's for John and there's more out there. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry for the interruption.
Thank you for that suggestion. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, for all those listeners, all those people on YouTube Live that's watching us as well, and John, that they be healed completely of depression and anxiety by the prayer called the Unity Prayer that has worked for different exorcists, such as Father Jim Blunt and other exorcists throughout the world. We ask this in your name, my adorable Jesus. May our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen.
Amen.
So we pray in particular for all these people for complete healing from depression and anxiety.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Anton. That was really powerful. That was wonderful. Now we have prayer requests for Eileen. Somebody called prayers for Eileen. Pray for peace in her family. And there again, I think we need to open this up to many of our listeners who need peace in their families too. So it can be an all-encompassing prayer on this one. I'm really putting you to work today. That's good.
Thank you, Eileen, for calling here and also representing all the various families who may have turmoil in one way or another, either losing the faith, leaving the church, or have problems with priests or the Pope, or anything about the Catholic Church, but we want to make sure the family stays together. So I want to ask two saints here in particular, Saint Joseph again, who this is dedicated to his month, and so there's more power in praying to the saint of the month. And also I want to ask, you know, Padre Pio again, because he's such a great interceding for us. And so here's a prayer that I want to reference from his, it's called My Saint Pio Prayer Book. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your servant and saints, Saint Joseph and Saint Padre Pio, to help Eileen to have peace in the family for whatever is disturbing them and causing chaos and confusion. And so as I pray this prayer from Padre Pio's prayer book, loving God, I offer thanks for the gift of my family, or Eileen's family. Help them to work together for peace and harmony in their relationship. Grant them the grace to accept each other's faults and weaknesses. Protect them from harsh words and hurt feelings. Assist them and encourage them to look at their strengths and their abilities. Lead them to a mutual understanding and support. May they always forgive each other's failings and rejoice in one another's successes. Please watch over their family, dear Lord. Bless them with good health and happiness. Fill their hearts with love, patience, and kindness for one another, now and always. Amen. And we ask St. Joseph, too, the head of the Holy Family and the terror of demons, to help Eileen in their family so there will be peace and love and joy through Jesus' name and through the intercessions of St. Joseph and St. Padre Pio. Amen.
Amen. And we have one other final call in. We have Katie, who has medical issues. We're not sure what, but Katie with medical issues.
Yes. Well, thank you again, Katie, for also calling in. And we want to ask also, I just love also, you know, Saint Padre Pio so much. He's just on my mind here for some reason, because he's just be all end all, of course, along with Saint Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. But so let us ask Padre Pio. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Padre Pio, again, you are the only priest that is a saint right now with the stigmata. Also, like with St. Paul, we ask your special intercessions for Katie with all her medical illnesses, that you have healed different people in your ministry, and we ask you, while you are in heaven right now, to help heal Katie with her medical illnesses. And if she is not, we ask you to help her offer that up in union with Christ Jesus, especially during this Lenten season, and to give her the courage and the confidence and peace of mind that God loves her and forgives her for all what she's done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. And that has covered all of our prayer requests. We still have a minute and 30 seconds to go, so that's perfect. God's perfect timing and perfect will to do that. And for our listeners, it's really, Anton really has a real gift to be able to intercede with these different saints that come to mind, his mind, with these prayers. And remember, we have all these intercessors that are saints, and they've lived lives just like each of us have lived. And but they are definitely, they have been given the grace to be able to truly intercede for us, the people on earth. And to be a saint, you need at least three miracles after they're passed away,
two,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, two, right.
Two miracles. So these are guaranteed. That's what they do. They love it, and I think they really love to be called upon. And Anton, I want to thank you for doing a great job today with that. And since I've been having you do it, it's great, because I'm having a little more trouble speaking than normal. I'm glad you're covering it. How about if you say the concluding prayer? We've got about 20 seconds to go. So
okay.
It's all you.
Lord Jesus, sure. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, for First Friday in your most sacred heart. And we ask blessings on all the people who called and their families, and all the people who are watching and listening to us on In His Sign Catholic Radio, and to bless this ministry and bless all the people that work here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. God bless you all. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. Thank you of all of our listeners, and we'll speak to you next month.